श्री भगवानुवाच मायासक्तमनःपार्थ योगं युञ्जन्मदाश्रय असंशयं समग्रं मां यथा ज्ञास्यसि तच्छृणु. This verse opens the seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna tells Arjuna, "Now hear from me, O son of Pritha, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt." Now, why is Krishna telling Arjuna to listen? Because already there have been five chapters of talk between Krishna and Arjuna. It's mostly Krishna speaking and Arjuna listening. Well, Krishna's been speaking, but Arjuna keeps on raising questions and doubts, which are very valuable for bringing out the nuances of the points that Krishna is making, but at least superficially, because of course Arjuna is a great devotee of Krishna, but at least superficially, Arjuna seems to be not getting what Krishna's saying. Krishna's by saying, just listen, how you can be free from doubt. Why are you raising so many doubts? You seem to be misunderstanding. Just listen carefully. I'm speaking clearly. You have to listen carefully, then you can understand. So, I'm saying the same thing to those of you who would like to listen to me. Please listen carefully. Now, I'm not Krishna. Despite what the impersonalists will say, that by studying Bhagavad Gita you can find out yourself to be God. No, I'm not Krishna. You're not Arjuna. But it is the order of Krishna that those who have received this knowledge should share it with others. And what is the way to share it? To speak it as we have heard it, as it is in disciplic succession. To speak it very clearly so that others can understand. So I'm trying to speak clearly, without ambiguity, to make everything easy enough to understand, according to my level of realization. Now, why I'm speaking on this particular subject is because it appears that sometimes, maybe often, what I'm saying, although maybe even objectively speaking, what I'm saying is pretty straightforward, there seems to be quite some misunderstanding. And particularly, a couple of instances recently, I gave a talk a few weeks ago titled "Please Respond." It's a short talk, and the gist of the message was that there are many comments and questions coming on the comments page on whatever it is, Facebook or YouTube or whatever it is. And sometimes there are challenges, sometimes there are questions, sometimes there are misunderstandings. So in this talk, I asked the devotees who are competent to do so to kindly respond to such queries and so on, so that they don't go unanswered. Now, I got so many comments on that little talk, "Please Respond," by which I can understand that so many devotees have thought that they thought that I was requesting them to respond to this particular video and to send some comment, which is a misunderstanding. And so many devotees wrote many nice things, "Yes, I appreciate your talks," and this and that, but that wasn't the point. That wasn't the point of it. What I said was, like I say, objectively clear enough, but it may have been that devotees just saw "Please Respond" and just wrote something, or they just, seeing the title of it, they had a preconception of what it was going to be about, And then they didn't really hear what was being said. Another example, recently I gave a total, I think, of four talks now. One fairly long talk and three shorter talks on a topical subject about the death of a young up-and-coming Bollywood actor, and also, yeah, if we say four talks, that includes one addressed to his ex-girlfriend. And it's, some of the comments, it was just clear that the hearers hadn't heard what I said or hadn't taken the spirit of... I was using that topical subject, as Srila Prabhupada often did. He would take a topical subject, especially in his early Back to Godhead magazines when he was the main contributor. He would take some topical subject and use it according to Shaka Chandra Nyai. The thing to be pointed out is the moon, but to the child you see the branches of the tree and you see that thing shining, that's the moon. So that you something which is known or of, you use that to point out something which is not known. So in the same way, although I have no particular, I never heard the names of these people, these actors and the actress before, but I didn't get involved in studying all the history and the court case, whatever it may be. But I used it to point out that because this actor apparently committed suicide, although there's controversy that maybe his girlfriend, she actually killed him and made it look like a suicide and something like this. But I used it, taking this subject, I used the point that even if you fulfill all your dreams and become a Bollywood actor, you're not going to be happy, because there's no such thing as material happiness. It's all such a big illusion. And various other subjects in the other talks, that he's died, we all have to die, therefore we should be serious about using this life properly for Krishna's service. The girlfriend was under a lot of accusations, and I used it to say that, well, whatever bad situation you may be in, and especially if you're in a difficult situation, take shelter of Krishna, take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in that way I was saying it to say to everyone, actually, indirectly to everyone, we're all in a difficult situation in this material world. We all have to take the shelter of Krishna. If really we want to be relieved from all this, take shelter of Krishna. So there were misunderstandings, some of the comments, why are you taking the side of this woman? She should be thrown in hell and all this kind of thing. I wasn't taking sides in whether she's done what she's accused of or not done, just making the point that we're all sinners in this world. We all have to take shelter of Krishna, but misunderstood due to not hearing very carefully. So please listen carefully. Do comment if you want to make a comment, but please listen carefully first, and maybe rehear. If you're not clear on what I said, and questioning is there for clarification, but don't jump to wrong conclusions without hearing carefully. And please listen carefully, because if we listen carefully, then we can be better benefited. Srila Prabhupada used the word rapt attention. This is how we should hear spiritual subject matter, with rapt attention, with faith and with rapt attention. Now, when we're going out to the general public, as we do on YouTube, we can't expect that everyone's going to be a faithful disciple, nor do we expect that. Preaching to the general public is not the same as preaching to the faithful. So we can expect challenges, misunderstandings, and so on. But at least those of you who are kind enough to listen to me regularly, I simply request, please listen very carefully, and that will benefit you to the extent that I am actually delivering the message of Krishna as delivered through the Parampara system. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Maya Saktamanaf Parita Yogam Yunjan Madashraya Asang Shayang Samagramang Yata Gyasasi Tach Trinu. Hear that carefully, Krishna says. Hare Krishna.